How did I become involved with garden railings? Quite simply, I was fascinated by them when I was a boy and had only clockwork engines and tin plate lines. But somehow, in my family, as it was then, we were a trifle disorganized and we never got around to actually building a permanent line and running things systematically on it.
You had temporary lines when you were a child?
Yes, numerous ones. Various forms. Sometimes I worked on them with my father and sometimes with other boys. It was while building a line with other boys that I learned how to mix gunpowder and blow up a train. Yeah, we thought that was great fun. And but all this was fleeting activity. There was no method in it. It was not until 1960, when I was married and had my own son, that I got down to the serious work of building a garden railway.
Had you had any indoor railways, 00 or any of that between times?
Yeah. No, I had no HO. I had old gauge toy tin plate, and in fact this was a starting point for going into the garden. While I was in the army, my sister, older than myself, got hold of all my clockwork railway for her little boy and took it to her home, and it remained there until my little boy was born, and then I asked my sister to return it, which she did. Fortunately, her little boy had not been interested in it, and so it had remained in quite good condition. And we were able to play with the railway in the house and in the garden, because we had a house with a very big garden. And we had great fun in this way. But of course, we soon found that a tin plate railway cannot be left out of doors. It rusts. And of course, if you lay a line just in the grass, then the grass grows up, and when you want to cut it, there's a problem. So we had to build a railway, and eventually we got around to it. By this time, it would be about 1963 or 4, and my children were of an age to help, which they did in various ways, mixing cement, and having to be extracted from it, and so on, and the railway came along. And from that time on, I built a garden railway in every house we've lived in Lincolnshire, in Hull, and now in Wiltshire. And this, the railway in my garden here in Wiltshire, the Border Counties Railway, as I call it.
Where did that name derive?
There was a Border Counties Railway, full-size Border Counties Railway between England and Scotland. Alas, it was not a very profitable line, and it was one of the first ones to be taken up with the railway recession.
Why did you choose that particular
name? We lived in a cottage adjacent to it at one time, up in the hills, on the Scottish border. I didn't have a railway in that garden. This was just before the children were born. But the Border Counties Railway ran past, and it was a friendly little line, and just before it was lifted, there was a little works, a permanent way department engine, a little diesel-powered thing, I suppose it was, that went up and down, and the farmer's children called it Sugar Puff. Sugar Puff. The name, a friendly little name. The crew of Sugar Puff always waved as they went by. And it, looking down from our hillside onto the railway in the valley, we could see each other and wave to each other, but it made the little railway seem toy-like. And it seemed to me a good name for a miniature garden railway, Border Counties. Which border? Who knows? Which counties? Who knows? Where does it go to? Where does it come from? We don't know. It just exists somewhere in between on the border counties, on the border of the counties. And I think that's quite a nice name for an imaginative creation.